Hi, everybody. This is A.S. Cobb with Blacklight Communication Strategies and the podcast Work It Out. Thanks for tuning in again. I'm really excited about this next component I'm trying to develop into a series. And so give me just a moment and we'll get right into it. Again, thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about social and emotional learning. This concept and process has just swept the nation and really, really ingratiated itself into the educational process. So a little bit of background. If you don't know, social and emotional learning is the process through which we as adults, as well as children, acquire and effectively apply knowledge, attitudes, and the skills necessary so that we can understand and manage our emotions, so that we can set positive, achievable goals, so that we can achieve those goals, so we can show as well as feel empathy for others, establish and maintain positive relationships, and make responsible decisions. That's SEL. That's social and emotional learning. So we're going to delve into it today. And I've got, maybe about four episodes to this. It's really turning into something. So without further ado, welcome to The Missing Piece, Social and Emotional Learning, Interpersonal Relationships, and Education. Okay, so some of you know that my background is in education. I am a student, a researcher, scholar, and a teacher of communication. Education is very, very important to me. And right now, education is experiencing a lot of firsts. Education has definitely changed, and some would say for the best, and some would say for the worst. We have a lot of decisions that are constantly being made by the powers that be. And unfortunately, some of those powers that be have either been out of the classroom for a really long time, thus out of touch with our student population, or some haven't spent time in the role of a teacher or long enough as a teacher before they make these decisions. So when we make these decisions, it's really important that we consider the most important capital, which will be the students. Without students, we as teachers have nowhere to go. There's no need for us if we don't have a student population to teach. And I just think that far too often the decisions are made without actually hearing the voices of the students. So I want to introduce to you now one of those voices. I'm introduced to a really nice young man named Anthony. Anthony, go ahead and introduce yourselves to our people, please.
Hello, my name is Anthony Abarca. I'm a recent graduate class of 2020, 2020 Vision, of course. I am now a student at the University of Houston. I will be the class of 24, and I am majoring in computer information systems.
All right, very good. Yes, 2020 means perfect vision. Your class definitely has experienced a lot of firsts with the state of the pandemic, not being able to have a graduation, the Black Lives Matter movements, a lot of things going on. You guys have definitely been in what I call the eye of the storm as far as history. So you're going to have a lot of stories that you can tell your family, you know, for years to come. So you just recently graduated high school. Yes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And congratulations on being, you're welcome, on entering the University of Houston, a very good institution. So let's talk about your 4 years as a student. How were they?
There's been many ups and downs. A lot of good, a lot of bad. Stress, heartbreak, you know, joyous moments, you know, crying with happy tears and everything. It's been fun. But I must accredit a lot of the fun and a lot of the good moments and a lot of the support during the bad moments to people who were there for me, for example, my teachers. I must admit that without them, it would have been very difficult to get through those 4 years. Not only did they just help me with my classwork and with what's going on with school, but they also helped me mentally, emotionally, gave me advice on certain things that I was going through at that moment. And yeah, I really appreciate everything the teachers do for their students.
Okay, so you mentioned a lot of ups and downs. I mean, that's to be expected as a teenager. And you got to the finish line, though. You know, you may not have had a proper graduation, but you got to the finish line and you stuck it out for those 4 years. That's very important. So what are some things that, well, let me ask you this here instead. were there some times where you just felt that you couldn't make it, that you might have given up or something like that? Was that ever a consideration?
I think it was a consideration. I think it was a thought, but I would have never gone through with it. I myself would not allow myself to drop out of high school or just simply give up. You know, as you've said in our own conversations before, you know that I'm not the type to just, you know, shut down and give up.
Exactly.
I'm gonna continue fighting.
Yes. And just, I'm very proud. And I'll tell the listeners now, like, you know, this is one person that I'm blessed to know. I'm very happy to know. And I've just seen this young man grow from like this awkward freshman to an awkward grown man. And and what's your background? Share with them what your ethnicity is, because I do think that that is important.
I am Hispanic. Both of my parents are from Mexico.
Okay. So, and you know, we have that wonderful term that we like to call, you know, people like that, minorities, right? Mm-hmm. So being a minority is very important that you did overcome the obstacles that you were presented with and made it to the finish line. So again, I say congratulations and I'm very proud. When you had issues and you had friends to come around and to support you, what kind of difference did that make?
It made a huge difference. You know, it's different when you're able to actually communicate with people, and especially if it's people that you trust, can talk about your emotions, they can kind of guide you, and even just talking helps tremendously. Compared to just having no one to talk to, you begin to just think and overthink, and you know, it allows you to just get further into that hole instead of trying to get out of it. You only start to see dark clouds instead of the sun in the sky.
Okay, and what do you think would have happened if you were, I guess, not tended to by your friends and stuff when those black clouds came? What do you think would have happened?
I think it would have made it a lot more difficult for me to overcome those obstacles that I was going through at the moment. It would have definitely affected my performance in school, my person who I am now. I think it played a huge difference having people there for me.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've seen people come to your aid. I've seen you be in need of aid, and I've just seen you transition and, for lack of a better term, blossom into like this wonderful adult person that's here. So one thing I'm big on is communication. And the best part about communication to me, aside from argumentation and debate, is interpersonal communication, how we communicate within our relationships. So when I was talking earlier about decisions that are made by the powers that be that are out of touch, it may sound like you're just having a conversation, you know, with the former teacher of yours and talking about some things. But when we make decisions, it's important that we get into the heads of our students, past and present, to kind of figure out what did they go through, how did they overcome it, and how important was the community that we built. So I tell any educator who listened to me the importance of building strong connections with students, families, other teachers, and community members. How do you feel that your teachers have shown up for you in the 4 years that you were there?
In many, many ways. Thanks to a teacher, I was able to get my first job working at W.W. Thorne Stadium. Thanks to teachers, I was able to compete, receive scholarships, and be pushed to be better and perform at, you know, my capability. I'm very grateful. You know, if I may use some examples of you know, mid new freshman year, you know, it was the first time I was exposed to that energy and that, you know, that kind of teacher, because you're not like most teachers. You know, sophomore year, you know, hearing your quotes about considering the source and about pepperoni pizza and, you know, being able to have that, and those quotes became kind of like a mantra, and it definitely did help a lot. For example, junior, thankfully my, you know, mental health began to better, and I was able to use those mantras, and I was doing good. And even you noticed, you pointed it out, that that year I began to kind of distance myself from you because I was doing good. But you've helped a lot, and teachers have helped a lot, and it played a huge role in creating those good relationships with my teachers. And you know, they've been there, they've been through life, and they are able to share that, those experiences, with the students who haven't been through it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I thank you for your wonderful, wonderful words. I don't do this for any accolades or fame or fortune. Definitely not the fortune, I tell you that. But I just do believe, let me just give you a little bit of background for me. I was one of those students, and you heard my story before. I had perfect attendance and a great immune system. I showed up every day, and I was not the best student. I was absolutely far from it. I got on teachers' nerves. You know, they always tried to suspend me or, you know, hold me back or something because, you know, I was just a different kid. You know, I came from California to Texas, so I wasn't like the rest of the students. You know what I mean? And It's because I had teachers, I had principals, assistant principals, librarians stand in the gap for me and say, you know what? This kid may not be like the rest of them, but we're not about to throw him away. So, and hearing the things that you say, then going back over your last 4 years with you, those are things. You can't just let a kid fall by the wayside. You have to let them know that you matter. So you know how it is at my door in the morning. I'm mobbed. And I love it and I hate it. But my thing is, first thing in the morning, I want to be there. I want to be a smiling face for you. And you know what? Sometimes I might have to get, you know, into mean Mr. Cobb mode. But I want the kids, I don't know what situation they left before they left home. You know, They could have had an argument with a parent or a sibling or something, or maybe not eaten. But here I am with a smiling face, you know, no matter what I went through that morning or the night before. But I want the kids to know, hey, I see you. I see you. And if nobody else sees you in the course of the day, I see you, and you're worth seeing. Like, you're somebody. And a lot of times kids just fall by the wayside. And I will say, I've seen a lot of students, and you were one of them, that, yeah, there was a little bit of worry, you know, at times. There were some worries because, you know, I would always ask you what if you had a problem.
You'd always ask me if I'm a danger to myself or to anyone else.
Right. Because those of you that are out there, adults and educators, you kind of got to ask that question, because once I ask that question and you say, no, I assure you, I'm not a danger to myself or to others. You know what? Now we can have a private conversation, because I believe, like, there's a fine line. You don't have too many private conversations with students, and you definitely, adults do not tell kids to keep secrets. I don't believe in that, because it's a gateway, you know? So I believe in open conversation, but I need to know if you're okay. And if not, then this conversation will not be private, and I'm going to let you know. We've got to talk to some people, but it's important that we engage our students. And high expectations breed high results. Low expectations breed low results. And I can say, for a student like yourself, you know, you had your bad days, and we let you have your moments in those bad days. You know, like, you'll come in the morning and he would have like this stank face on. And I'm like, this is a kid that comes to see me every single morning. And there's a couple times in those 4 years where he's just like, you know, a voice shaking my hand and stuff. And it was like, argh. I'm like, okay, he's having a moment. But the next time I see you, that moment had better be gone. And if not, I was blessed with this amazing power to pull it up out of you. So I can say, like, you're one of the students that I appreciated seeing the growth. And it's not that we don't see the growth in all our students, but sometimes it's a little more difficult to see. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your input, and I appreciate you applying the things that and you give me a lot of credit. I appreciate that. But your parents have definitely done a great job with you. We've got a wonderful staff, a wonderful group of teachers there. And I've just seen, you know, how they've pushed you to win awards. So tell us about some of the awards that you won.
I recently submitted a picture into the Scholastics Art and Writing Competition, which is a national competition for students to show off their art and even their writing abilities. Thankfully, I was one out of, I want to say, 5,000 in the Harris County area. I'm not 100% sure about that number, who received a gold key for my picture, and that picture was even nominated for the American Visions Award, which is one out of five students, which I'm one out of five students in the Harris County area who received that nomination. And thankfully, I received money from that. I've competed in skills, been able to make it to state, in BPA, made it to state.
Okay, tell them what skills and BPA are, as well as that gold key.
Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how to explain the gold key. In the regionals competition, you have the ability to either not get a key, you can get a silver or honorable mention, I believe, a silver key and a gold key. Once you get your gold key, you're able to get your Letterman jacket and you're able to become a national competitor and be able to be chosen to go to the national competition which is held in New York. Fortunately, that got canceled due to COVID and everything that's going on over there at the moment. Skills, I competed in electronics, automotive electronics, photography, and this year I was supposed to go to a state competition in Corpus Christi for my automotive electronics competition and mobile electronics. And BPA is Business Professionals of America, in that I competed in typing and word fundamentals.
That is awesome. You definitely were involved in a lot of things, except for speech and debate.
I was in it for freshman year.
You came to a couple of practices, but, and do y'all hear that voice? Do you know how many competitions we could have won with his voice if he would have concentrated? But, you know, it's all good. I'm just very proud of the things that you've done, and it's an inspiration for other students. And so I really like to have students that have accomplished something so that I can say, hey, this is this student and this is what he's done. So it's about paying it forward. So again, I like to build strong relationships with my students, my fellow teachers, the parents of the students, you know, their families, especially, and our administrators, of course, as well, because it's a pay it forward kind of thing. You know, I told you about like my educational experience and how people, you know, definitely took care of me and kept me from hurt, harm, and danger, I would say.
Wow, thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you to my guest, Anthony Abarca. He'll be back because we're not finished with this, and we've actually broken this one session up into about four or five different segments. So please be on the lookout for that. And I hope you got something out of it. I would love to hear from you. Is there something, you know, that we can add to it? And remember, we're not done. But thank you for listening to our podcast, Work It Out. And this segment or series of our podcast, Work It Out, called The Missing Piece, Social and Emotional Learning, where we're talking about interpersonal relationships in education. This is A.S. Cobb with Blacklight Communication Strategies and your favorite podcast. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back soon.